There is, however, good news. When the value of the dollar plummets, gold holds its value. Learn how to protect your retirement by getting Monetary Gold's free protection guide. Call them at 800-267-6500 to protect your retirement money from the careless spending of the Democrats. The current debt ceiling...
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
For over a year, we've been asking for the last 50 pages. This is what the 50 pages look like, okay?
You redacted all the information.
Will you commit to provide us the last 50 pages as relates to the origin of the coronavirus?
Senator, I absolutely will commit to make sure we follow up with you on your request to get some of that information.
That is not true. Redacted. Redacted.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Which is your favorite nickname that Trump's given you so far? Is it Ron the Sanctimonious or Meatball Ron?
I don't know how to spell the Sanctimonious. I don't really know what it means, but I kind of like it's long. It's got a lot of vowels. I mean, so.
Just don't call me late for dinner.
You think you could beat Biden?
I think so.
Good afternoon, evening. Close.
So you're running?
No, I didn't say that. I just said I think I could.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We're going to talk about some problems on the airlines here in just a while. But I wanted to mention some local stories first. There's some weird stuff going on. And it's worthy of mention, I think. Emma Foley, our newest employee, she's from South Boston. She lives in South Boston now. She graduated from BC. One of the people she went to BC with, Boston College, is a guy named Tim Smith, and he's a local Republican. And he works for the Suffolk County DA, and he's running as in a special caucus to fill an unfilled seat for over 2 years on the Republican State Committee. This is trying to, again, fill the vacancies that Jim Jones Lyons refused to fill because he knew he was going to lose the seat. And the elections are going to be held in the coming days and weeks. And the first one, I guess, is Saturday, March 25th in Dorchester. And Emma Foley's got a column about it, about the two candidates, Tim Smith and Elizabeth Hines Ferrick. She's a Guyanese immigrant, and they're both running to fill the seats. They're going to be in the Not Insane caucus, and we'll be in. This is a good column if you want to read up on them. We're going to be covering these races to fill these seats on the state committee. But if you want to just read up on the first election that's happening in the South Boston, Dorchester area, go to HowieCarrShow.com and it's on our front page, 844-500-4242. You know, we love animals on the Howie Carr Show, as you know, but sometimes you can get into problems with animals, as you know, as we all know. And I'm on the mailing list, the email list of the state police in New Hampshire, and I got one today from Troop D. This morning around 3:17 a.m., state police received calls about a box truck that had left the roadway on I-89 North. It was traveling in the right lane as it approached a left-hand curve when it went off and struck the right-hand guardrail for approximately 100 feet, damaging the guardrail, and it went down the embankment after it knocked out the embankment. Do you know what caused the accident? The driver had swerved to avoid hitting an animal. Something to remember.
Do we know what kind of animal?
We do not know. I don't. Thank you. Thank you for asking that police blotter Facts Friday question, but we do not know what kind of animal it was.
Are we talking squirrel or are we talking deer?
At 3:17 in the morning, I don't think we're talking a squirrel.
Are we talking barn owls?
I don't think we're talking barn. I would have to guess it's probably either a deer or a dog or some kind of nocturnal mammal. How's that for a good description, a police description?
Oh, it'll be accepted.
That's all. If anybody knows, any state police from Troop D are listening, and they know what kind of animal it was, let us know. 844-500-4242. Things are bizarre, have been for a long time in Everett, Massachusetts. Today's headline, Everett superintendent files suit against mayor school committee alleging racism, sexism, and retaliation. Okay? So the superintendent hasn't had her contract renewed. So she's suing, and then the second district administrator has also filed suit. And so there's been a Department of Justice inquiry into Everett's alleged discriminatory practices in hiring. And once these two people who were suing began participating in the federal probe, according to their lawsuit, Mayor Carlo DeMaria had secret cameras installed in the superintendent's office. Secret cameras. No, it's not Mayor Chuck Berry, it's Mayor Carlo DeMaria. The FBI removed those in his current, this is what it says in the suit. The FBI removed those and is currently investigating that unlawful wiretapping activity. The FBI declined to comment. In a statement, Mayor DeMaria denied the allegations in the suit. He says there's no discrimination. As to the claims that DeMaria had installed cameras in her office, a spokesman for the mayor, George Regan, must be a very credible guy, Carlo DeMaria, if he has George Regan as his spokesman, used to work for Kevin White. He said that was a bold-faced lie. Listen to the excuse, though. Those cameras were installed by the former superintendent of schools, Regan said, referring to Frederick Forestier, who pled guilty to two sexual assault allegations in February and is appealing a third. George Kavarian, Mr. Speaker, is rolling over in his grave. 844-500-4242. Meanwhile, more documents from municipal scandals or firings. Fired anti-vax Boston police officer followed Mayor Wu in a car after protesting at her house, documents say. This was leaked to the Boston Globe. This is involving Shauna Catone. She's the fired Boston police sergeant, and she's a big anti-vaxxer. And according to this report that which led to her firing, on December 21st, 2021, when asked by a department official about the lack of a protection detail to Wu's house in Roslindale, Catone allegedly questioned why officers are protecting the city's highest elected official and said she did not believe the department should be doing so because of the mandate, to get the shot. Oh, this is a quote. Oh, what, are we going to put a cop up at the mayor's house who's unvaccinated, who Wu is going to fire next week? That's bleeping rich. This is according to the internal police report. Despite Catone's, they refused to put somebody up as the security detail, but they did get somebody, a cop, in there. So then, in an apparent reference to the person who told department brass that she did not assign a detail to Wu's house, the documents say Catone asked, show that Catone asked, quote, who is the rat? And stated that rats get bats, a phrase that threatens violence against people who talk to authorities about illegal activities. I thought it was snitches get stitches. I guess this is the updated version, rats get bats. Then there were the pizza shop incidents. Again, this is from the Globe and the internal report from the BPD. In January of last year, in Penguin Pizza in Mission Hill, she refused to leave, this is Sergeant Catone, after being asked by an employee who said she was violating the city's indoor mask and vaccine mandates. When an employee called police, Sergeant Catone began berating the responding officers. Catone called one officer a smart ass, a rat, and a follower. She likes the word rat. adding that he didn't know how to do his job. She called police really disgusting and told one responding officer, quote, you should take that uniform off. You should not be a police officer. She called at least one officer a turd. A turd, according to the documents, and told the officers they could leave. That same day at Pizzeria Regina on Boylston Street, so she left Roxbury and comes down to the Back Bay, Cotone and the group she was with refused to wear masks or show proof of vaccination. When police were summoned to the scene on Boylston Street, Cotone was once again disrespectful, according to documents. She told Sergeant John Wright he was corrupt and referred to her fellow officers as Nazis and naughty boys. Naughty boys. Nazis and naughty boys who were going to lose their job. She called the restaurant manager a liar and a tyrant and referred to a food attendant as Baldy. Baldy! Baldy, toad, rat, Nazi, naughty boy. Wow. 508 wants to know, are those COVID bats that the rats get? Rats get, I'd rather get just a regular bat than a COVID bat. 844-500-4242. We're going to be back and we're going to talk more COVID. And maybe not, maybe COVID, maybe not COVID, but pilots on commercial airliners are falling sick at unprecedented rates. And there's more news on that today as well. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He's very popular. The Sportos, Motorheads, Geeks, Bloods, Wastoids, Dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
He's Howie Carr.
Life is what happens when you're busy making other plans. We all know someone, maybe even ourselves, who didn't plan to get divorced, who didn't plan to lose a loved one, or who didn't plan to part ways with a business partner. J.J. Manning Auctioneers has helped resolve thousands of real estate settlements arising from divorces, estates, or between business partners. J.J. Manning becomes the conduit between the attorneys for all sides. There is full transparency, triple record of the proceedings, and most importantly, a hard sale date. The ultimate appraisal of any asset is only defined by the person who wants it the most and who has the wherewithal to buy it. Let J.J. Manning procure this buyer and realize your real estate's full market value. Remember, in a J.J. Manning auction, the sales are contingency-free. The closing takes place 30 days from the auction. Deposits are non-refundable, and the buyer pays all commissions. Contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your real estate sold. Spring is almost here, and I'm already digging into new flavors with HelloFresh. Not only does HelloFresh deliver great-tasting recipes to my door, their new Dietitian Win options under 700 calories make it easier than ever to stay on track with my wellness goals. Or, if you're looking to power up with protein, simply choose from new Protein Smart recipes like one-pot pork and bean chili, or Creamy Dijon Dill Chicken, featuring 30 grams or more protein per serving. I love to eat well, but I hate the hassle. That's why HelloFresh delivers pre-portioned ingredients that cut down on prep time and food waste and save me an extra trip to the grocery store. And since their produce travels from the farm to my doorstep in less than 7 days, I know what I'm eating is fresh. Why not taste it for yourself? Join America's number one meal kit today and get 60% off plus free shipping with code Howie60 at HelloFresh.com/Howie60. That's code Howie60 at HelloFresh.com/Howie60.
A top anti-aging doctor provides the best facelifts without surgery. His clients say the results are sensational. This doctor is Dr. Curtis Burchill, MD, of the Fountain Clinic in Rocky River, Ohio. Dr. Burchill's top three painless facelifts are as follows. Skin Tight is an advanced infrared laser that restores and tightens lost collagen in the skin. This second treatment is called the Thread Lift. This treatment inserts surgical threads into the skin that lift sagging skin like facelift surgery. They dissolve over time and form collagen. The third top treatment is Skin DH, a high highly advanced lotion that provides results in 4 minutes. I've used Skin DH before an event, and it's the perfect way to smooth any wrinkles and fine lines and get your face ready for a close-up. You can get more information, and you can get free delivery of Skin DH to your home. Just go to painlessfacelift.com. Plus, you can get a big discount on Skin DH. Just use my discount code GRACEBOGO to buy one and get one free. To get your non-surgical painless facelift, go to painlessfacelift.com and use discount code GRACEBOGO. That's painlessfacelift.com.
When you think of hair restoration, two of the most important factors are quality and trust. That's what I had with DiStefano Hair Restoration. Dr. Chris Hynes took great care of me, and I could not have been happier with the results. DiStefano Hair Restoration will conduct an in-depth hair evaluation questionnaire for you. This analysis will cover where the hair loss stands now and where you would like to be. Dr. Hynes will give you an exact graft count needed to fulfill your hair goals. This is not an estimate, but an exact graft count that is good for 1 year after your visit. Virtual consultations are still available to save you time. Every single consultation is reviewed by a medical doctor prior to your procedure. Quality and trust is what you will get with Dr. Hynes at DiStefano Hair Restoration. See my before and after pictures at hairman.com or call 1-800-785-HAIR.
This whole country is run on epidemics. Where you been? Epidemics, a big business price fixing, crooked TV shows, income tax finagling, souped up expense accounts. How many honest men you know?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Monetary Gold. The red wave not happening was not what the stock market was expecting or looking for. Neither were all the other problems that have piled up, including the bank collapses, the another increase in the prime interest rates, et cetera, the Ukraine situation. All of these are more reasons for you to want to protect your assets. You need Monetary Gold's free wealth protection guide. Order yours today at monetarygold.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at howiecarshow.com, is should House Republicans begin impeaching Biden now? Yes, no, why bother without the votes in the Senate to convict? Or not yet. Let's wait for more high crimes and misdemeanors to turn up.
Let's wait for more high crimes and misdemeanors to turn up.
37% say let's wait. 35% say yes, we should begin impeaching Biden. And 28% say no. Doesn't mean anything.
All right. 844-500-4242. The consensus on the text line seems to be that the animal that darted in front of the truck and caused the accident on 89 this morning was a raccoon dog.
How do we know it wasn't a pangolin?
It could have been anything. And another guy says, if I'm in a truck at 3 a.m., it's goodbye, Mr. Animal, if he darts in front of me. I think if you had, you know, if you asked the truck driver that wrecked his rig this morning what he would do if he had it to do over again, I think he'd do this, did say the same thing. But he tried to do the right thing. 844-500-4242. You know, I'm not gladdened. I'm saddened to report that there's more trouble tonight for my former employer.
I'm shocked.
I know. Number one, it was another bad day on the stock market for Intercon. Now known as Odyssey. It closed once again at one thin dime.
Well, he hands you a nickel, he hands you a dime, he asks you with a grin if you're having a good time, and he finds you every time you slam the door.
Well, I'm not going to be fine because I don't work there anymore. I escaped after 7 years in solitary confinement, basically. But there is another guy who's in trouble tonight at WEEI, the bust out former powerhouse talk station, sports talk station, which is now number 11 in the ratings. They got a 3.2 share in the ratings that came out yesterday, 6+. The leading sports station in Boston, WBZ-FM, got a 7.5. More than twice, 2.5 times what EEI got. So EEI, yesterday, they were talking about the NIPS. You know, we were talking about the NIPS, the little bottles of booze that Ricardo Arroyo, the Boston City Councilor, now wants to ban. So they started talking about banning them. This is the morning show. No, Dennis and Callahan are gone. No, John Dennis is gone, too. It's some guy named Greg Hill now is the host. So it begs the question, top five NIPS, host Courtney Cox said during the show's segment, Courtney Cox, whoever that is. Oh, yes, that's a great one, host Greg Hill responded with his usual rapier-like wit. Because Dr. McGillicuddy's, I think, is number one or two, Cox said. Then Curtis chimed in, I'd probably go Mina Kimes, flashing a grin in the simulcast video. I'm reading now from the Herald account. But Mina Kimes. Both Cox and Hill continued to talk about how Fireball should be on the list. Curtis on Wednesday was getting blasted for his remark on social media. ESPN's Sarah Spain ripped Curtis. FYI, NIP is an ethnic slur against people of Japanese descent. What are we doing here, WEEI? P.S. Mina isn't even Japanese, you jackass.
I heard this and I had to be told what the offense was because I'd never heard of that slur before.
You hadn't?
No.
I'd never heard of Mina Kimes, but I'd heard of the slur. I mean, you hear the slur all the time in the old black and white movies from World War II. It's just stupid stuff. How many sessions of Diversity University does EEI need? I mean, I've been through them just because I was stuck at a different station, a station that now towers above WEEI in the Boston ratings, I might add. And they got rid of us. And they got rid of WZLX. And they got rid of WBZAM. So they could keep this bust-out station where people just can't stop putting their foot in their mouths. They are such boobs at that company, Intercon. Their stock is worth a dime. I think we're going to have another session of Diversity University. You think I should come back and lecture, being a graduate of Diversity University, one of the earlier classes?
Only if we can broadcast it.
I forget what year I graduated from Diversity University. I think it was 05. Speaking today will be Howie Carr, class of 05 at Intercon Diversity University. You can read about this. We tweeted out the story. It's in the New York Post, too. The Globe, the Herald, the New York Post, everywhere.
Thanks to Brandon, inflation is at a 40-year high. That's why you need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. A listener of mine, Dennis, didn't buy just one pack. He bought two of them. Dennis wrote, "Everyone loves them, and so do I. After only a few hours, I could tell the difference, or should I say, smell the difference. The Thunderstorm is so powerful, you may not need three, but with the 3-Pack, you can use a couple for yourself as Dennis did, and then give one as a gift. They are all packaged separately in high-quality boxes. The Howie Carr Show has had thousands of satisfied customers buy the 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. You'll save money and receive free shipping with code Howie. I'm known as the cheap bastard, but you could be one too. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie. Shipping is free. My daughter tells me it's cold in Metro Boston and especially on the Cape Islands and the South Shore. But snowbirds like me will be returning for the summer. And the best time to prepare for a great summer is now. There's no better place than Payne's Patio for your outdoor furniture and accessories. The supply chains have improved, but we don't know what the future holds. The great folks at Payne's Patio in Pocasset are filling up their showrooms and warehouses with plenty of inventory to help you transform your outdoor or three-season space into an oasis. Payne's Patio carries the best selection of outdoor furniture from the finest manufacturers, along with home decor and accessory choices at Nautical and Nice that are off the charts. Now's the time to plan ahead for the best selection so you can be ready to enjoy the great outdoors next summer. Go to Payne's Patio, 3 miles south of the Bourne Bridge, or paynespatio.com. My first appointment when I get back to New England in May is with Perfect Smiles in Nashua. It's already booked. I do this because I understand not only the importance of looking good, but also that oral health is critical to longevity. So many problems can start in your mouth. Do you think that your mouth issues are too complicated to fix, or that it would take too many visits that you give up before making that phone call to even get started? Are you looking for expertise and experience to help you? When you think of prioritizing your needs for 2023, put yourself and your health first. There is a reason people say, have a happy, healthy new year. Health is number one. And since your oral health affects your overall well-being, do what I did. I went to Perfect Smiles in Nashua to be as healthy as I can and to look as good as I can. Make your health a priority in 2023. Call the only dentist I'll go to, Dr. Houghton at Perfect Smiles in Nashua. Look them up at PerfectSmiles.com. That's PerfectSmiles.com.
Life is what happens when you're busy making other plans. We all know someone, maybe even ourselves, who didn't plan to get divorced, who didn't plan to lose a loved one, or who didn't plan to part ways with a business partner. Regardless of the situation, J.J. Manning Auctioneers has helped resolve thousands of real estate settlements arising from divorces, estates, or between business partners. J.J. Manning becomes the conduit between the attorneys for all sides, reporting to all of them throughout the process. There is full transparency, triple record of the proceedings, and most importantly, a hard sale date. The ultimate appraisal of any asset is only defined by the person who wants it the most and who has the wherewithal to buy it. Let J.J. Manning procure this buyer and realize your real estate's full market value. Remember, in a J.J. Manning auction, the sales are contingency-free, the closing takes place 30 days from the auction, deposits are non-refundable, and the buyer pays all commissions. Contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your real estate sold.
Here are three reasons I need Balance 7. A broken leg, a broken elbow, and a broken foot. I take Balance 7 all day long. No longer do I feel sore or creaky when I get up in the morning. Balance 7 works by diluting the acid built up in your body over years of eating acidic foods. When that acid is neutralized, your immune system can function like you were 20 years old again. Balance 7 rids the body of built-up acid so you sleep and feel better. By the way, Balance 7 took a break from advertising and noticed I was still buying the product. They emailed me thanking me for my loyalty, but I wasn't trying to impress them. I just love it and have been taking it for over a year now. It helps me. The mailroom manager likes it, and now my neighbor who had acid reflux wears by it as well. Balance 7 is made from safe, all-natural ingredients. If you suffer from low energy, heartburn, acid reflux, or joint pain, give Balance 7 a try. Order now at Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com. When new customers put in code word Howie, you will save $15 and you'll also receive free shipping. Balance7.com. Please don't be stubborn. Do yourself a favor. Order now.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Taylor, you never watch McHale's Navy reruns?
Not recently, no. They're a little hard to find.
That one reason may be because they use that slur so openly.
I mean, well, I watched Ernie Borgnine in From Here to Eternity, and he would use a different slur for Italians in that movie.
Yeah, well,
Ernie Borgnine would be canceled today.
Yeah, he would. Well, yeah, I guess he would. 844-500-4242. The weird thing is Mina Kimes isn't even Japanese. She's half, her mother is Korean, so she's half Korean. And this guy calls her, well, you heard what he, just stupid. Stupid stuff. This is how stupid the management of that company is, as you can see by the fact that their stock is selling for a dime a share. They said, well, he really meant to say Mila Kunis instead. Mila, I don't know how to pronounce these names. Mila Kunis.
Very fake news.
And so when Mina Kimes heard that this was their excuse, she switched her profile social media picture to Mila Kunis's. So this is the big story of the, I think another.
See, that makes even less sense because Mila Kunis is Russian.
I know. But again, this is WEEI. This is Intercon. This is Odyssey. 508 says, no one ever confused jock sniffers with Mensa students. No one ever accused me of being a Mensa student either, but sometimes I felt like one when I was there. Working for a different station. And we were treated like we were the coal mine ponies. We were just shunted aside because they were so hot. They, as soon as they got to any competition, that was it. It was over. Boom. It was over in 6 months. They were destroyed, utterly. 8445. And then they had Menahan and Callahan for a while, but they got rid of them. They were the only ones that were holding up the station, and they got rid of them. 844-500-4242.
And that was another diversity university thing, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. And then there was the guy who had the Asian accent.
They're defending this one by completely trying to change the subject with Mila Kunis, even though that makes less sense. But they wouldn't stand behind a morning show that actually worked.
Right.
Okay, I can see why the stock's at 10 cents now. I got it.
Well, again, and someone says this guy Greg Hill that's on, he used to be on AAF. But then AAF had no ratings. It was the Beavis and Butthead station. And they played all this crap music. And they used to be people that were in the, I won't say what was going on in the men's room with those hosts that are now deceased. No, I'll say. Yeah, exactly. In the afternoon. And, oh, they loved that station. They loved that station. But then as the stock started going down, and they have no ratings in any markets. They have no successes, no programming successes, no nothing. And so they sold off the Beavis and Butthead station to the Christian brought the Steak Chuckers. They bought a translator station for $27 million. Now the whole company, a translator station that went into Brockton and Randolph to put Beavis and Butthead on for $27 million. Now the entire company is worth half of that. The entire company, 250 stations. So first they sold off AAF, and then now they're selling off the towers because the signals aren't worth anything because they've mismanaged them so badly. And so the only thing they have that's worth anything is the real estate. Plus you can tear down the towers and sell the towers for scrap metal, and then you can build a storage facility or a car wash on what used to be where the radio station towers used to be.
Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime?
Someone, 508, says, you're very vindictive. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I did 7 years for the crime of not wanting to work for bodily orifices. You take it personally, too, I dare say. 844-500-4242. Oh, God. 844-500-4242. 781. WEEI killed themselves. They got rid of all the talent and replaced it with stiffs. Yes.
Well, I mean, that's what happens when you bow to the woke mob. I understand there's some instances, yeah, you can't say what you say without having to apologize for it, but you bow to the woke mob, and they just completely take over whatever space that they're trying to invade, and you just can never claw back from that.
Right.
You give them the inch, they will take the mile.
Right. That's what Donald Trump said to me, you know, when I said, oh, in Bangor about the fake Indian.
Howie, which, never apologize for anything.
Then he followed that up. He said, you remember Jimmy the Greek? He was doing okay till he apologized. It was all over. Tim Cahill's on three? All right. Representative Tim Cahill.
Yes, sir.
What were you thinking of, Tim?
Well, first I want to say I'm a long-time listener. It's the first time I've ever called in your show, and I appreciate the opportunity to respond. What was I thinking?
By the way, I should tell people, in case they're tuning in late, they were talking in the legislature in Concord about having a day of remembrance for the day that the old man in the mountain, which is the symbol of New Hampshire for all those years, fell into a pile of rubble. And so, Tim, why don't you tell people what you said?
So I brought up a comparison to September 11th and the Twin Towers falling, and comparing it to the old man in the mountain falling down for the citizens of New Hampshire. And one of the reasons why I did that was because during the testimony in the hearings, it came up. Multiple people testified to that fact during the hearings. And when we were, as a team, were working on how we were going to debate the bill, it was a bipartisan debate, by the way.
Okay, well, hold on, Tim. We've got the audio. Let's play the audio. Let's play the audio, and then we'll come
back.
The
old man falling was akin to the Twin Towers for many of the Granite State and around the world. I was in D.C. on September 11th. I was also in D.C. on May 3rd.
So, go ahead. So, explain what the point you were trying to make.
The point I was trying to make was that the feeling of losing the old man was a sad day for a lot of the Granite Staters, and definitely people around the world. The old man in the mountain was an icon of New Hampshire, much like the Twin Towers were iconic buildings in the city of New York. And there was a feeling of sadness around the loss of the old man in the mountain. Now, I fully understand there was loss of life on September 11th. I mean, my father is a retired lieutenant colonel. I worked for the Army as a contractor. I was in D.C. on September 11th. I'm very much aware of what happened those days and the wars that we fought and the lives that were lost after the fact on September 11th. But there was a feeling of sadness that was very similar to that sadness of the Twin Towers falling when the old man fell. So during preparing for the floor debate today, it was discussed that one of the other reps wanted to talk about September 11th. And in fact, she did. She talked about not only December 7th, but she talked about September 11th after me. And I find it interesting that she wasn't berated and booed as I'm being berated and booed about mentioning that feeling.
Is this a Democrat you're referring to, this woman?
It is, and she is my colleague from the other side. And she planned our floor debate, and she wanted to talk about September 11th, but I decided to talk about it also because, you know, I was in D.C. for September 11th, and I was also still living in D.C. when the old man fell, and I wanted to make that reference on the emotion of the sadness that occurred. And that's what I was doing. In no way was I attempting to insult any family members of anyone who lost lives on those events. Obviously, they impacted me, and they've impacted many of my friends. And in fact, the first person I talked to after that happened today was a survivor of the Twin Towers. She was in on the 46th floor or something, and she's one of the lobbyists we work with. And I walked right outside and I went straight to her and I said, I want to make sure that you weren't offended by me. And she was like, like, we had a conversation. She was like, I am not offended by what you just did, which I was glad, because I care about her feelings, if that makes sense.
You know, Representative Kale, I'm glad you called in, and I'm not offended myself, but it just seems like kind of a goofy comparison to me. I mean, you know, the old man tumbling on the mountain, tumbling down, that's just an act of nature. That was going to happen eventually anyway. I mean, 9/11 was a terrorist attack.
And you were right. They happened in two separate ways, but there was an emotion of sadness there that was what I was trying to capture. And in fact, the Democrat that spoke after me was trying to capture that same emotion.
So, I mean, I don't think you did anything terrible or anything. It's just, but do you regret making kind of something that myself and many people would interpret as a kind of a foolish, goofy statement? Comparison?
Well, like I said, it was brought up in testimony, and when I prepared what I was saying, I took statements that were brought up in testimony and put them into the speech, and that was one of the reasons why I included it. And it was really about capturing the emotion that there was sadness, there was a loss, we wanted to remember the old man in the mountain with the old man in the mountain day. It was supposed to be a positive event. And there's been so much strife around trying to create this Old Man in the Mountain Day that it's mind-blowing to me. And I would apologize to anyone that was offended by it, but I don't regret making the statements, because it was stuff that was brought up in testimony and actually in the discussions before even having our debate. And the person behind me also referenced it, maybe not in the same way as I did, but they mentioned Pearl Harbor. And lives were lost in Pearl Harbor, too. I would add that, like, the old man in the mountain was a big loss for New Hampshire. It was, but in a different way.
And, I mean, the old man in the mountain falling down as it was going to fall down eventually, it didn't start a war. It didn't have repercussions to this very day, which is what 9/11 did. And again, I'm not angry at you, and I'm not offended at all. It just seems like it was kind of an inappropriate comparison to me. That's all.
Well, and we are all entitled to our opinions. I apologize to your listeners if they were offended by my statements.
Okay. No need to apologize to me, because I'm not offended. But I'm glad you called in, Representative Tim Cahill. Do you ever get confused with the former treasurer of Massachusetts?
You know, let me tell you, I got put on a no-fly list because we share the same middle initial. So and that happened when I was working for the Army, which is interesting.
All right, Representative Tim Cahill, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Thanks for coming on to explain your position that he compared at a hearing today in Concord at the State House to the falling of the old man in the mountain in New Hampshire, the symbol of New Hampshire, the Granite State, to what happened on 9/11. And he's been criticized for it. So I'm glad he came on to discuss what he said and why he said it. The United States recently hit the debt ceiling of $31.4 trillion. And yes, we should be scared. Congress is squabbling, and with the Democrat Party in power, we sit in an unprecedented state of danger. If the U.S. defaults on its debt, interest rates will skyrocket, and economies across the globe will collapse. This means hardworking Americans will have to pay for the sins of President Biden's overreaching spending sprees. There is, however, good news. When the value of the dollar plummets, gold holds its value. Learn how to protect your retirement by getting Monetary Gold's free protection guide. Call them at 800-267-6500 to protect your retirement money from the careless spending of the Democrats. The current debt ceiling problems pose unprecedented economic threats, and Americans are racing to buy more gold before the country defaults. This free guide is here to help you protect your money before it's too late. Call Monetary Gold, 800-267-6500. That's 800-267-6500. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by the 110 Grill. Their famous crab dip with Old Bay potato chips is back for a limited time. Find your 110 Grill today at 110grill.com. Severe winter weather storms are hitting across the U.S. right now. Are you prepared? We think of food, water, keeping warm, and so on, but what about an emergency medication supply? That's why I have the Jace case from Jace Medical. I have peace of mind knowing I have access to life-saving medications in an emergency. Jace Medical is simple. You go online, fill out a form, and then you get a prescription. Life-saving medications are delivered right to your door at a fraction of the regular cost. The Jace case from Jace Medical is a pack of five different antibiotics that you can use to treat a long list of bacterial illnesses, including UTIs, respiratory infections, sinusitis, skin infections, pneumonia, and more. You'll be glad to have the Jace case. J-A-S-E. Go to jacemedical.com. That's J-A-S-E-medical.com and enter code Howie at checkout for a discount on your order. That's promo code Howie at J-A-S-E-medical.com. jacemedical.com.
Thanks to Brandon, inflation is at a 40-year high. That's why you need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. A listener of mine, Dennis, didn't buy just one pack. He bought two of them. Dennis wrote, "Everyone loves them, and so do I. After only a few hours, I could tell the difference, or should I say, smell the difference. The Thunderstorm is so powerful, you may not need three, but with the 3-Pack, you can use a couple for yourself as Dennis did, and then give one as a gift. They are all packaged separately in high quality boxes. The Howie Carr Show has had thousands of satisfied customers buy the 3-pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. You'll save money and receive free shipping with code Howie. I'm known as the cheap bastard, but you could be one too. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie. Shipping is free. The United States recently hit the debt ceiling of $31.4 trillion. And yes, we should be scared. Congress is squabbling, and with the Democrat Party in power, we sit in an unprecedented state of danger. If the U.S. defaults on its debt, interest rates will skyrocket and economies across the globe will collapse. That means hardworking Americans will have to pay for the sins of President Biden's overreaching spending sprees. There is, however, good news. When the value of the dollar plummets, gold holds its value. Learn how to protect your retirement by getting Monetary Gold's free protection guide. Call them at 800-267-6500 to protect your retirement money from the careless spending of the Democrats. The current debt ceiling problems pose unprecedented economic threats, and Americans are racing to buy gold before the country defaults. This free guide is here to help you protect your money before it's too late. Call Monetary Gold, 800-267-6500. That's 800-267-6500.
Need a shoulder to cry on?
Do not implore him for compassion. Do not beg him for forgiveness. Do not ask him for mercy.
I'll take it somewhere else, Cupcake. The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
917 says, we spend all day complaining how everybody is woke and thin-skinned and offended by every single word. Then you crap all over a politician of all people who's using hyperbole to make... Was I crapping on him? I didn't even know about it till someone mentioned it on the Trump line. It just, again, it seemed kind of goofy to me. It wasn't a monster deal to me. But, you know, if he wants to come on and compare it, that's fine. 781 says, sometimes you just have to take the L. This guy should understand that. Another 508, these people are comparing some rocks falling to the international terrorist deaths of almost 3,000 Americans. 603, dude, just apologize and shut up. Another 508, it's a terrible analogy no matter how one spends it. 844-500-4242. 508, poor Tim Cahill in Quincy is going to take a lot of crap about this after 20 years in obscurity. I never thought about that. That's certainly true. What the hell is he doing now? What's he been doing for the last, I don't know, not quite 20 years, but it's getting close. 844-500-4242. Neil, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Neil.
Thanks, Howie. Okay. Man of the Mountain is on a quarter.
Yes.
It's on the license plates.
Yes.
Okay. That's
correct.
A big deal. The Twin Towers are not. Building
yep.
7 is not.
It was a geographical formation. Mountains tumble into the sea. You know, the Appalachians used to be as high as the Rockies or the Alps. Now they've tumbled. I mean, it's different, Neil. It really is.
Big.
Thanks for.
It's a big deal. It's gigantic.
It's an act of God. It's like a bolt of lightning hitting a barn. I mean, there was a terrorist attack on us on September 11th. The Japanese Empire attacked our naval installation on December 7th. I mean, I don't think they're comparable. And again, I got nothing against Representative Cahill. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
The smallest changes to your routine can make the biggest impact. In the same way, you don't have to break the bank to make a big deal purchase. Even the smallest things can be part of a big change if it's something you use every day. Like with Raycons. Raycon is premium audio at the perfect price point, so you can build great habits without breaking the bank. Whether you're looking for a pair of everyday earbuds, low latency gaming headphones, or a speaker with a battery that will last all night at your next party, Raycons got you covered. And Raycons start at half the price of other premium audio brands. But even if you know you'll love your Raycons, Raycon wants to make sure you feel great about your purchase. With buy now, pay later options, and a free and easy return guarantee on every purchase. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off. buyraycon.com/Howie.
This is Toby from Cape Gunworks. The recent Supreme Court rulings are changing the gun ownership landscape. At Cape Gunworks, we are here to answer your questions. Come in and meet our friendly staff and try guns on our rental wall. Join us for a date night on Fridays or try a range experience package and see if firearms are right for you. Go to capegunworks.com.